John.
I'm Axel.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
God. You're derpity derp up derp herp herp. Okay, I gotta start off right now. God, the bong that Dubious John supplied me with is way fucking small. It's like 4 inches long.
Oh, did you drink? Did you take a swim in that bong?
God, I did.
Yeah.
And before the break, I asked him to put some ice cubes in there.
Oh.
But we took so fucking long to prepare for this episode that they fucking melted, so I didn't really expect it. So I breathed in really hard, and I really did, like, inhale, drink, become intimate with that bong water, like, in my mouth. And so it was all I could do just to say my name without choking. So
I saw you there. Your face was awesome. It was one of those rage face comics. No. I think I'll make one of that.
It sucked. Like, I had to keep composure, but I wanted to, like, kill something. It was like, whoa.
That's kind of when I forced it, too. It was a lot of fun.
I'm so glad I had to say just derpy, derpy, derp, because that's all I could say at that moment.
I know. You rushed it. That was too bad.
Yeah.
So say it again. What was it?
I was going to say, you're derp herp of herpity derp.
Nice. All right. That's a good one so far. That's a nice one.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
So, I think it's appropriate to talk about this topic now because it's been so long since the movie has come out.
Like
I'm
weeks.
Talking about X-Men First Class, that is.
I've been wanting to see that, but I have not seen that.
I'm kind of disappointed you haven't because overall, my general opinion as a fanboy and geek and nerd of the X-Men universe.
I like X-Men, yes.
I would say it's a good movie.
Uh-huh.
But as a fanboy, knowing the material they were working with could have been a lot better.
Mmm. Dun, dun, dun. Like, I don't know. All I know is the hype. So all I've seen is that submarine being lifted up by Magneto. And I was like, yeah, that looked awesome. And I heard that Xavier looks like Xavier's like an asshole or something. He can walk and he's an asshole.
First of all, yeah, he can walk. And he's not an asshole. He's just some... it's his character. Brash and otherwise, he just takes advantage of people. He's super smart. He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if he needs to, he can read your mind and work you like a puppet, you know? Nice. So he just takes advantage of people, and he's been privileged all his life, pampered.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the juxtaposition of Magneto to him.
I see.
Magneto is just this guy that's been down all his life. He's just had the human thumb on him for his entire life, and he's been trying to escape it. And then him and Magneto become
friends.
Magneto and Xavier become friends, and you know their differences.
Do they show? God, it's like I'm wondering how much I want to ruin for people and for myself.
Yes. By the way, I should have said this in the beginning. Spoiler alert: if you have not seen X-Men First Class,
by the way, we should. We'll add that in later. By the way, yeah,
it's a little late.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I'll put it in the description when I start talking about First Class.
Because I want to know if he gets crippled. And that's a huge spoiler, like, if Magneto cripples him in the movie. And so maybe you can indicate me off air, like, should we tell people? Is that too...
No, so I'm going to give you that answer right now, but before I do, I'm going to tell you, everything I say from this point on is going to be a major spoiler alert.
Oh, shit.
All right? In the movie.
I'm excited.
All right. So, those in the bakery, I see you shaking your head. If you don't want to hear about the movie, get out. Maestro, Maestro, do you not want to hear about the movie?
The ending? This is probably the ending if it is the movie.
We can call you out. We can call you back, Maestro. We have one person leaving the bakery.
Go to the soundproof room. Go to the soundproof room.
That was her chance. Damn it. All right. So, yes. Magneto does cripple Xavier.
Oh, my God. What a huge spoiler. I can't believe you just did that. Wow. That's cool, though.
No, it's not.
See it.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not cool.
The reason it's not is because my whole beef with the movie, my main beef is that they only gave us an hour of screen time where Magneto and Xavier were best friends.
Okay.
Only an hour of time. That was not enough time for me to personally believe that these two had formed a great relationship and a bond, and that would keep them cohesive throughout their battles on the opposite side of the lines for years to come.
This was like just two people.
It was just like we worked together for what seemed like an hour, like, and that's it.
That's half the movie, right?
It's half the movie. But what I'm saying is delay the crippling. Delay Xavier's crippling.
I know. You want a sequel. I can tell you. That's why you're upset with the crippling.
I am. I totally am. I want to see that in the third one. Maybe the end of the second one.
Ah, there's no more of these.
There you go.
No, absolutely. They're already planning two more.
Of the first class?
Yeah.
What?
It's a whole new cast. They can milk some good. And that was one of the great things about this cast. I would say each person held their own.
How was Emma Frost?
Emma Frost was hot. She was cool.
That's it. That's all she was hot.
No, she was a good character.
I think her name is, what's her name? Shit, we'll add it in later. I forget her name, but she's not Mad Men, but I don't like her as a actress. She's kind of a B word.
Emma Frost held her own. She definitely seemed like a B word, if that's what we're calling her now.
Oh, well, you know what? She played the role well, I bet.
That's what Emma Frost is supposed to be anyway. So, yeah, it worked. It worked real well. Yeah, Kevin Bacon was great as Sebastian Shaw. His power was fucking awesome.
Kevin Bacon was in it?
You didn't know that?
No.
Are you
fucking kidding me?
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, for sure.
Kevin Bacon was in that movie, First Class?
That's another reason to see it.
Wow, I did not know that. Who's Sebastian Shaw?
Aren't you supposed to work in Hollywood or something? Or
I don't have TV. All right? All right? I find other ways. Sorry.
Excuses.
So who's what'd you say? Who's Sebastian Shaw?
Yeah, in the universe, like there's.
He is. You know how Emma Frost is the White Queen?
Yeah.
He's like the Black King or the White King. He's one of the kings, but he is the king of the Hellfire Club.
I see. But what is his power?
Oh, he can absorb energy and export energy that he
like
has absorbed. Yes.
I see. Shit.
And they use they use his powers very cleverly.
Okay.
So he was a great part of the movie. Same with Magneto. Magneto was awesome. He was an awesome part of the movie. They stole the scenes and this and that. I just hated how they butchered it. I'm sorry. Whatever. They butchered the story with Mystique and this and that. And I know I'm ranting here, but god damn it, they could have done so much more.
You have definite feelings on this.
I really
wants to rant more on this, but we're going to have to cut you off.
All right. Yeah, that's fine.
We've like thoroughly ruined it, but I'm excited to see it.
Is it time for a break?
I still want to see that submarine. I still want to see the submarine rising. I bet you that scene's awesome.
Aye.
I read a cool article. They found in northwest China, archaeologists opened a 2,700-year-old tomb of a gushy shaman. Never heard of that. I guess it's really old. And basically inside this tomb, they found just under a kilo of marijuana. Just under a kilo.
What is the Agushi shaman?
Agushi, G-U-S-H-I, shaman.
Where is this? What continent?
Northwest China.
Okay.
And so what's cool about this, though, is it's the oldest known use of cannabis for purposes other than food and clothing. Because the way it was like there, it wasn't like just seeds to be grown and made into
like,
hemp.
It was
literally
40, like 40,000 individual joints.
It was like buds, like ready to go, like to smoke.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, I thought it was cool because basically this guy was in tune with it, so he could enjoy the effects in the afterlife. And but researchers are conducting a battery of tests on the ancient weed, and they're trying to attempt basically trying to measure the levels of THC in it, and they're trying to germinate the seeds from it. And if they did, would Dubious Sean partake?
I would, just to be a part of history, but it seems like that would be...
Well, you're not going to be the first guy, so you're not going to be part of history.
Well, no, I will be a part of history. This was buried in Shigushami's tomb, and...
So now you're part of history?
Yeah, I'm smoking Shigushami's weed.
Gushy. Gushy shaman.
Gushy shaman. He's a gushy shaman.
That's his last name. It's like he's a shaman.
He's the guy who invented gushers. Gushy shaman.
Gushy shaman is that's like a wild name. I don't know. I bet you I'd smoke it, but I bet you we wouldn't get high from it.
You think so? Why?
Yeah, totally. We've gotten way more potent.
It's prehistoric bud.
I know. It's probably shitty. I bet you it's way bad.
Okay, now, bud grown by the right person is not shitty. It has to be the right grower. I'm...
Evolution, my friend.
That.
We've had the fact that we have the weed we have
breeding.
Right now has been is
good
evolutionized.
Breeding, yeah.
And so now it's really potent. And that's a word. You can scrabble it.
Well, yeah, we got some votes for me over here at the bakery. So anyways, I have a comic story here that's kind of cool.
Yes.
Can anyone tell me what the first comic featuring Superman was titled? Anybody? Do we know Batman, too? Does anyone in the bakery know Batman's first one?
I should know this. Hold on. It's Action Comics, I bet, is one of them.
Okay, so who?
That's Superman.
Superman is Action Comics.
Yes.
All right. Does anyone know Batman?
I'm gonna have a, I have a guess, too, but if anyone else does.
What is it?
Detective Comics or Detective Story? Good job. Yes! I am so happy for me.
Dubious Axel.
Wow.
Pulling it through.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
That was a guess. No, like, seriously, but Action Comics and Detective... okay.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Because I couldn't recall Superman's. I knew Batman's Detective Comics, but I didn't know Action Comics was Superman. So...
Okay.
It turns out that DC, after all this time, since... since 1938...
Okay.
...is deciding to reboot the Action Comics
series?
Franchise. The series.
Wow.
Yeah. Featuring Superman as number one. So they'll go back and retell the Superman story.
Oh, wait. Is it retelling as in exactly what the old comic was? Or just like a retelling?
Like for the modern age or something?
They didn't get super specific, but we do know he
Super specific. Nice pun. Nice.
Thank you. We don't know if he... Or we do know that Superman will have an entirely different uniform. Not entirely, but it looks metal... And he has, like, bracers on his arms and shins.
What?
And he doesn't have his red jockeys anymore. He's minus his red underpants.
I'm okay with that, I guess. So. Yeah, serious. The flying Darth Vader. That's what you described. It's great. Okay. My thought is, I want to know this, like, what is the origin of Action Comics? Does Action Comics mean, like, every issue is a different, like, adventure, and Superman's just going to be the first issue and that's it? Or is this literally Action Comics, but Superman retelling? Like, what does this mean? Like,
Action Comics
is, like, a bunch of stories, I think, that they're trying to redo.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Action Comics will serve as a platform for many writers to just put out a good story, and hopefully it gets picked up.
Okay. In that sense, then, I like it, because it's almost like a... alternative universe again, like just a nice retelling of Superman from this guy's point of view with different powers, and they can do the same thing with different DC characters.
Yeah, and so this whole new Action Comics series, at least, will be written by Grant Morrison. Do you know who that is?
Refresh me.
Grant Morrison, or excuse me, not written, but maybe it will be written. Yeah, written by Grant Morrison.
Yes!
But here's the thing.
He found it!
I'm looking at my citation here, and it says he pinned All-Star Superman. So that's really no indication of how he writes.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm sorry
he
about
put
that.
Put a pen to it. Okay.
But he did work on All-Star Superman, so give him up for that.
Nice. Woo!
And that's about that one.
Okay. Well, that's kind of exciting, actually, in the comic world. I'm excited.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
I dig it.
Detective Comics is next, I bet. With a steampunk,
get out of my head.
With a steampunk Batman, that's
steampunk
big.
Batman. That's fuck that. Dude. I want medieval Batman.
Anyways, I don't know.
What do you mean? Fine. Okay, for another show, because definitely medieval wins. You agree? I thought this was funny, so I thought it was worth a mention. There's this bar called the Anchor, and their like gimmick is they like name drinks after like celebrities. Like, that's just their thing.
Really?
But basically, yeah. You don't like it already? Like, I don't like it either.
Yeah,
I agree there. Totally agree
there.
It's
a bad taste in my mouth.
I even
so
said
far.
It lower. I said lower. Like, this is a bar. But here's the funny part. They have a drink there called... Okay, it's named after Bill Murray. Does anyone have an idea what it could be called?
Ooh.
A drink named after Bill Murray.
Hang on. Give me a second here. I assume it's a character.
Gun to John said, I have to ask Maestro. Like... If Bill Murray had to have a drink, an alcoholic beverage named after him at a bar, it's not called the Bill Murray either. I'll give you that.
I know what it is.
John has an answer, but I want Maestro to answer first.
I don't remember what the character is.
Bill Murray.
Say an answer. Something for an alcoholic drink.
Anything.
What's his character's name in the that vacation movie where he terrorizes the family?
Bob.
Yeah.
What about Bob?
Crazy.
Come on.
Yeah, the Bob. Sure. Yeah, sure.
At the Bob. At the Bob. I love that one. Okay. John, do you have an answer?
I'm going the Dr. Venkman.
The Dr. Venkman.
The Dr. Venkman.
I like your, I like it a lot.
But that's not
Does the dubious audience have an answer?
Nah.
No answer. No answer is the answer. Well, the actual answer is the Murricane.
I love it.
Okay.
Love that groan. The Murricane.
Yeah, damn straight.
I love these stories that I laugh and everyone boos.
The Murricane. That was nice. That was
Thank
nice.
You. Thank you.
So I have a really cool story here that I think we all need to touch on. Axel, what would you say if I told you that a plastic exists right now that is 20 times, at least 25 times more efficient at repelling heat and acting as an insulator than the ceramic tiles we use on the bottom of our shuttles? I'll say that again. Plastic that exists
it's
is
plastic.
25 times more efficient at repelling heat and acting as an insulator than the ceramic tiles we currently use on the bottom of our shuttles.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Okay. Thank you for saying it twice, actually. It did take two sayings. Yeah. Okay. So I think what this means, as far as I would understand, is we could go out into space and re-enter and go back out into space again more efficiently because our ships could withstand such heat. Basically, we have stuff that can withstand a lot of heat. And if we can do it better, maybe we could – it wouldn't be such – maybe re-entry into the Earth would not be such a big deal.
Now, here's the thing. This plastic has been in existence for 23 years.
They called everything back. It pisses me off. Everything that's good has been out for like 20 years. I'm like, well, I guess we kind of knew about it, but we didn't really want to fund it because it was kind of expensive. But if they put any money toward it, it got efficient.
You're right. You're right. It's a shame that this shit has been held back because it is uber efficient.
Uh-huh.
Super, super efficient.
Like, what could it do?
Okay, so we're comparing it to the ceramic tiles.
Yeah.
The ceramic tiles on the bottom of the space shuttle are 25 millimeters thick. Okay?
That's not very big. Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea how big a millimeter is, though.
Millimeter? It's, like a millimeter? Like, isn't there like 10 in a centimeter?
So look that up, folks, and it's that thick.
Yeah.
Whereas, and it has, yeah, at that thickness, that ceramic tile has a heat absorption rate of 1.
Uh-huh.
Now, the... what they're calling the
That's
material,
baseline,
the
yeah.
plastic, they're calling it starlight.
Okay.
Has a heat absorption rate at the thickness of 1 millimeter.
Okay. Wow.
Its heat absorption rate is between 2 and 3,000.
For 1 millimeter?
For 1 millimeter of this.
That's
stuff.
Really thin.
Yeah. It's that good. And it's been in existence for this long.
I have a question.
And it hasn't been utilized in very much at all.
It must be expensive.
It's not expensive. It's easy to apply. It's easy to make. It's easy to extrude
it's
in
not
many
addictive.
Different shapes. It's called Starlight.
Starlight
and the
plastic?
Reason you've never seen it is because the inventor,
yeah,
who invented it 23 years ago, doesn't want to patent it, doesn't want to give away samples, doesn't want the formula, doesn't let the formula out of his sight. He's, you know, he is strict about this.
Why? He,
yeah.
He's alive still?
Let's see. NASA.
He must be.
People from NASA have been quoted as saying he is a one-man band. He's an inventor, and he has an unusual way of looking at things. It has proved to be very difficult to deal with large companies.
Man, he's right there. Man, I'm like jealous of that. I'm jealous of someone who's like so smart they can do something like that and actually have the resources and just build it.
They've coated an egg with this stuff. And exposed it to the flash point, or not the exact flash point, but a simulated flash point of a nuclear weapon.
If you, so if you did that, it would be okay?
Yeah, an egg inside it.
Would it cook even?
No, they cracked the egg later, and it was a liquid yolk.
Oh, so they've tested it?
Oh, yes,
okay.
Multiple times. Shit. This stuff works, and this guy has just withheld it because
Until now, or is he still withholding it?
No, he's had over the years, over the last 23 years, these two decades, he's had multiple meetings with almost every major aeronautics company across
just
the world.
To show him what he can do.
Yeah, and they've found it difficult
it.
To work with him because he won't outsource the building. He won't accept investors that
he's
don't
right.
meet his
oh,
exact
he's
qualifications.
So right. I love it, kind of in a way though. That Seriously, if I was like a time traveler, I would grab him and a couple other inventors and just like have them build like a starship. Oh my god, he'd be perfect. I want to know though, is it super strong or only super heat resistant?
Oh, good question. I do not know because the and you know what? The funny part is I can't get an exact number on the exact heat index on this thing because, you know, they're it's, super
yeah, this
strict
is like
about
stuff.
It. But I do know, let's see here. It can resist temperatures that would melt diamonds.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, there's like liquid diamond oceans possibly like on Neptune and stuff. Remember, we've talked about that in the bakery and that takes like a lot of pressure and heat, so...
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Absolutely.
Like, I was thinking if you had a shield of that, if you had a shield of that plastic, you'd be the ultimate dragon hunter.
Let's see. He's current. Ultimate dragon.
Am I right?
Hunter,
am I right, folks?
Hey.
That's right.
Hey-o. He's here all night, everybody.
It's not a joke, though.
So currently, he's in talks with an Australian company to produce this stuff. So.
God, talk yeah. away. That stuff will be sick.
Well, for all sorts of applications. This stuff could change the planet.
Yeah.
They want to coat Air Force One in it, so Air Force One will be able to survive a nuclear flash.
I want to coat a suit in it.
Yeah.
Astronaut outfit.
Oh, it has so many applications, and this guy has withheld it for the last 23 years because he's difficult to work with. His name is inventor Morris Ward.
Yeah, serious.
Send
Morris
him an email.
Ward.
Tell him to get on
genius
board with the whole human agenda.
Eccentric. Thanks. Thanks, I guess. Thanks for your no help for the last 23 fucking years.
Yeah, you know, we're using that. I like it. He's not a very nice guy. No, he is. Good for him.
So I was reading this article, and it made me basically made me realize there's yet another space hazard if we start traveling into space. You know how we, as you and me do more research on space, we're like, oh, there's radiation and oh, viruses and all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's one more thing just to kind of keep your mind about. It's
space sucks.
Yeah, it's basically it does. It's really inhospitable. Basically, inhaling moon or Mars dust is really bad for your health.
I've done that like twice today.
Dang. Whoa! Oh shit! But like, no, for real, for real. Not to, not your. Let's just cut this out. Anyway, basically, what happens is when you breathe in this dust, it's like silicon particles, and so when you breathe it in, it goes into like this part, the parts of your lungs that absorb oxygen, and it like clogs it up, and you can't even cough it out, or the mucus can't even expel it. So you basically, it's like suffocating on dry land. And it's not like after one exposure, but it, even after one exposure, you're coughing and it sucks and it's in there.
So this is silicon dust?
Yeah, like silicon dust of the moon.
All right. Now, why don't we have this dust on Earth?
We do, actually. Yeah. It came in. What happens is when you breathe this in for like a long time, you get what's called stone grinder's disease. And this happened a lot during the Great Depression because there was a lot of miners like mining, like a lot of them, and they're just breathing in the dust because they were dry mining. And so it created all this just silicon dust in the air, so they're breathing it in. They literally would like drown in their own lungs because their lungs could not absorb any oxygen anymore because they were breathing it in.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a black lung.
So
that happens with that dust. Like, it's funny, astronauts have said on several Apollo missions that the moon dust just clung to everything and it was almost impossible to remove. It just like got everywhere. Like, just imagine, like, the dust is just not this nice little dust you're thinking of. It just like clings to everything. It gets everywhere. It's like just clingy, staticky.
I hate
glassy, like.
I hate the sand at the beach when I'm wet and it sticks to me and I have to get in my car. And that's my nightmare. I can imagine this bullshit. That would suck. Maestro.
Well, you know what's really funny is the Martian dust is even worse because at least the lunar dust isn't like poisonous. It just kind of clogs you up. But like the Martian dust is like, it's so oxidized because the reason it's red is because it's oxidized. And this one's so, it's so oxidized that it has the consistency of like undiluted lye or laundry bleach. So like if you're like bare hand touched like the soil, it probably would like burn it.
Wow.
The soil on Mars.
That's
so breathing that
sucks.
Shit in, it's also going to be kind of sharp and everything, but it's also, you know.
When did we find this out? Those rovers have been there for a while. You don't think they would have.
Like the Apollo missions for a long time. Like they were there.
Oh, gotcha.
Basically what
gotcha.
Happens is they go out, they like explore on the moon, they get back into the shuttle, and it's on their feet. And it just, once it's in there, it's everywhere, and they like pick their helmets off, and they're breathing it in, and they just can't get it out. It's like this dust, and I just never thought about it as another hazard in space travel. So there's actually a study right now trying to figure out technology
to figure out like a thin film coating that could repel dust from tools and surfaces, and maybe like an electrostatic like shower technology that could shake or remove dust from astronauts before they like got into ships. That's kind of a big deal a little bit. That's just, I'd never thought about it.
I imagine a giant shaking table that an astronaut climbs onto and it's like, yeah, and just shakes them all around. Yeah. Sounds like fun. But,
Yeah, space travel. Basically, I guess I'm not going to go to space until there's, like, some nice shielding.
No, we're not going to space, period, in my opinion. Not until we get all of our shit straightened out. Because up there, it's a different world.
It's like under the ocean.
Yeah, it takes, takes a lot. So on a lighter note here, I stumbled across this story, but it made me think of more stories.
Sick.
Yeah. I can't believe this one slipped by us too. So on May 29th, 2010, Germany's first nude hiking trail opened.
Finally.
I know.
John's been doing it illegally for years. They call it peeping. Finally, you have a place.
Yeah, thank you. So in the story, it was just talking about that. And in the story, it also talks about Sweden. I believe it's Sweden. Switzerland, excuse me.
Switzerland?
The Swiss.
Say it right, please.
Switzerland.
Okay.
Right, is that right?
Yeah, of course. I think. That's how I say it.
Are my inflections correct?
That's how I say it.
All right, good. So Switzerland, the Swiss, are debating on whether or not they should open up their first nude hiking trail.
What's the point of that?
For nudists, what's the point of being naked? It's fun.
I mean, if naked was so... with being naked was so great, why isn't everyone naked? Because it's not so great, especially in nature. Right? That's the whole point.
Hang on.
Does naked mean no shoes?
No, hang on. I saw multiple pictures of these trails, and let me tell you, I didn't see any good-looking girls. It's all a bunch of fat guys. The thing is, you're getting a great tan. And and about the shoes.
That is appealing, actually.
I saw a couple of them.
Your feet.
With shoes and a couple without shoes. It was really up to preference. I personally would wear shoes, of course. Why not? Why would you not wear shoes? That's stupid.
I totally agree with my shirts. One of those things, like, if you're wearing shoes, why not wear shorts? Like, you have to, like, either go naked or you're just kind of being some weird or pulling your pants down. Might as well just pull them around your ankles.
I want to tan my balls.
You're being
balls.
Naughty, like,
I want to tan my balls.
You want to tan your balls?
I do. I don't think they've ever seen sunlight. Oh, that's not true.
I just don't
think they've seen sunlight in a long time.
I totally agree too. Actually, there,
it's not at least not enough.
It's hard to tan your balls. Like, what do you do? Because if you have the desire, because you can't just go outside. So you're right. You're right there. I guess. This took a turn.
So okay. This forced me to look up local spots here in the U.S.
For
nude hiking, yes.
Okay.
Turns out there's a spot right up in L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's on private property. And what you do is you park and you walk away from the parking lot to the hiking trail. But you can walk that part naked and whatnot. And it's
so
just...
Can you get out of the parking lot naked and begin your journey?
I believe so. Because you're on private property. You pay to be on private property.
Exactly.
And this private property contains hot springs. And which is famous for skinny dipping. So I've never heard of this, but you bet your ass I'll give you a report sometime in the future about this place.
You're going to go?
Why not? I don't see why not.
With a bunch of your guy friends?
Huh. Look at this. Silence.
No, I'm pondering, personally. I know that. The audience just can't. They're doing the what the fuck face. Like, I'm just more like pondering, like, I can see that being an adventure. No, that's a separate adventure. We don't need to go together on that one. We'd go separately and talk later. <'Cause>
So, yeah, it turns out there's...
It's very animalistic, though.
Either way.
It'd be like a totally squirrel. Different conversation if you went together.
Yeah, make good talk.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Anyway, so these local nudist trails can be found... all over the place in the U.S. Just find them locally. Look it up.
You can just Google it.
Because people are fucking interested, Maestro. That's why.
Well,
I can
see
you.
I like stories on the deviant side, so I liked it.
So there you go. That's what that is. So Maestro's telling me it's time for a break. I know. We're not. We have enough stories here to last us a lifetime. I'll tell you that much.
You do? You do? You got enough?
I got enough. I got a shit ton.
So as always, start it off, John.
Thank you for joining us on The Dubious Bakery. You can find us at thedubiousbakery.com and also on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe, and when you're at your parents' house and your friend's house, log onto the computers and all their iDevices and subscribe them as well.
Please send us messages on Facebook. If you see us on Facebook, guess what? It's actually one of the Dubious Bakers. It's either Dubious John or Dubious Axel. So
holler.
Yeah, please holler at us. Just say, hey, I heard your episode and it was awesome. Let us know. We will definitely take a toke to your in your honor.
And don't forget about the phone number.
1-872-BATLINE. Again, that's 1-872-BATLINE.
Figure that shit out. We don't know the actual number.
Please call it. And as always, please, 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 please. Smoke them if you got them.